Welcome to the first broadcast of For the Sake of Your Eyes on Connect FM with Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt of the Dubois Vision Clinic. We'll be covering some very important questions on For the Sake of Your Eyes, starting with Dr. Wendy, what is a doctor of optometry?
Optometrists are eye care professionals that are state licensed to diagnose and treat diseases and disorders of the eye and the visual system. We examine, diagnose, treat, and manage diseases, injuries, and disorders of the visual system, the eye, and associated structures, as well as identify related systemic conditions affecting the eye. We prescribe medications, do low vision rehabilitation, vision therapy, spectacle lenses, contact lenses, and perform certain surgical procedures. Also, we counsel our patients regarding surgery and non-surgical options that meet their visual needs related to their occupations, their hobbies, and their lifestyles.
And Dr. Wendy, why are eye exams important?
Well, regardless of your age or physical health, it's important that everyone have a regular eye exam. When an eye doctor examines your eyes, he or she is going to do more than checking to see if you need glasses. During a complete eye exam, your doctor will not only determine your prescription for glasses or contacts, but will also check your eyes for common eye diseases, assess how your eyes work together as a team, and evaluate your eyes as an indicator of your overall health.
Who should get their eyes examined?
Eye examinations are an important part of health maintenance for everyone. Adults should have their eyes tested to keep their prescriptions current and to check for early signs of eye disease. For children, eye exams can play an important role in normal development and learning. Vision is closely related to learning. Children who have trouble seeing or interpreting what they see will often have trouble with their schoolwork. Most children will not complain of vision problems simply because they don't know what, quote, normal vision looks like. If your child performs poorly at school or exhibits a reading or learning disability, be sure to have his eyes examined to rule out an underlying visual cause.
What is the eye doctor checking for?
In addition to evaluating your eyes for glasses or contacts, your eye doctor will check your eyes for eye diseases and other problems that could lead to vision loss.
Dr. Wendy, how often should I have my eyes examined?
It's recommended that everyone have a complete eye exam every 1 to 2 years, depending on age, risk factors, and physical condition. For children, some experts estimate the approximately 1 in 20 school children and 1 in 4 school-age children have an eye problem that could cause permanent vision loss if left untreated. So children without symptoms and who are at low risk for eye problems should have their eyes screened by 6 months of age, then examined at age 3, and again at the start of school. Risk-free children should then continue to have their eyes examined at least every 2 years throughout school. Any child who does have risk factors for vision problems may need to have more frequent eye exams. Some examples of common risk factors include prematurity, developmental delays, turned or crossed eyes, family history of eye disease, history of eye injury, or other physical illness or disease. According to the American Optometric Association, children who wear glasses or contact lenses need to be seen every year to keep their prescriptions current. I prefer to see kids every 6 months because as you're growing, your eyes are changing. But also, kids during their developmental years in school can have vision-related learning problems. Adults, the AOA recommends an annual eye exam for an adult who wears eyeglasses or contacts. If you don't normally need vision correction, you still need an eye exam every 1 to 2 years up to the age of 40, depending on your rate of visual change and overall health. Doctors often recommend more frequent exams for adults and children, high blood pressure, and other disorders because many diseases can have an impact on the health of your eyes. If you're over 40, it's a good idea to have your eyes examined every 1 to 2 years to check for a common age-related problems such as presbyopia, cataracts, and macular degeneration. Because the risk of eye disease continues to increase with advancing age, everyone over the age of 60 should be examined at least annually. The American Optometric Association provides the general guidelines, and you can ask your eye professional what interval is right for you.
We'll take a break. We'll have more questions for Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt in just a moment.
This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. 90% of people who use computers, tablets, and phones complain of digital eye syndrome. It results from focusing on a screen for extended, uninterrupted periods of time. Symptoms include headaches, blurred vision, neck pain, fatigue, eye strain, dry, irritated eyes, and difficulty refocusing the eyes. Solve stress on your visual system. Don't delay. Make an appointment today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, Dubois Vision Clinic, 90 Beaver Drive, Dubois, 371-2020.
This is For the Sake of Your Eyes on Connect FM with Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt from the Dubois Vision Clinic. Dr. Wendy, when you're doing an exam, what are some of the conditions you are looking for?
Refractive error. This refers to your prescription, including nearsightedness, farsightedness, and astigmatism. Refractive error is corrected with eyeglasses, contacts, or refractive surgery. Amblyopia. This occurs when the eyes are turned in or when one eye has a much different prescription than the other. The brain will shut off the image from the turned or blurry eye. When left untreated, amblyopia can stunt the visual development of the affected eye, resulting in permanent vision impairment. Amblyopia is often treated by patching the stronger eye for periods of time with glasses and/or vision therapy. Strabismus. Strabismus is defined as crossed or turned eyes. The doctor will check your eyes for alignment to be assured that they are working together. Strabismus causes problems with depth perception and can lead to amblyopia. Eye diseases. Many eye diseases, such as glaucoma and diabetic eye disease, have no symptoms in their early stages. Your eye doctor will check the health of your eyes inside and out for signs of early problems. In most cases, early detection and treatment of eye diseases can help reduce your risk for permanent vision loss. Other diseases. Eye doctors can detect early signs of some conditions and diseases by looking at your eye's blood vessels, retina, and so forth. Your eye doctor may be able to tell you if you're developing high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or a few other problems. For example, diabetes can cause small blood vessels leaking or bleeding in the eye, as well as swelling of the macula, the central part of the retina, and that leads to vision loss. Your eye doctor will likely detect this during a comprehensive eye exam. It is estimated that 1/3 of Americans who have diabetes don't know it. Your eye doctor may detect the disease before your primary care physician does, especially if you're overdue for a physical.
What is nearsightedness?
Nearsightedness, or myopia, is an error of focusing that makes distance objects appear blurred. A nearsighted person sees near objects clearly, while objects in the distance are blurred. As a result, someone with myopia tends to squint when viewing faraway objects. It occurs when the physical length of the eye is greater than the optical length. For this reason, nearsightedness often develops in the rapidly growing school-aged child or teenager and progresses during the growth years, requiring frequent changes in glasses or contact lenses. It usually stops progressing as growth is completed in the early 20s. It can be corrected by glasses, contacts, and/or refractive surgery.
What about farsightedness?
Farsightedness, or hyperopia, is a common vision condition in which you can see objects in a distance clearly, but objects nearby are blurry. The degree of your farsightedness determines your focusing ability. People who are severely farsighted are able to see clearly only objects that are a great distance away from their eyes. If you're mildly farsighted, you may be able to see objects clearly that are closer to you. Farsightedness may cause close objects to appear blurry. You need to squint to see clearly. You may have eye strain, including burning eyes, aching in and around the eyes, and headaches. You could experience general eye or brow discomfort after a long interval of doing close tasks such as reading, writing, or drawing. Farsightedness usually is present at birth and tends to run in families. Most young people don't know they have the condition because the lens of their eyes is flexible enough to compensate for the condition. So most young people with farsightedness don't need corrective lenses, but as they age, the lens becomes less elastic and able to make the necessary focusing adjustments. By middle age, most farsighted people need corrective lenses to improve their near vision. You can easily correct this condition with eyeglasses or contact lenses. Down the road, the distance vision starts to change.
And Dr. Wendy, what is astigmatism?
Astigmatism is a mild and easily treatable imperfection in the curvature of your eye. The condition can cause blurred vision. An astigmatism occurs when the front surface of your eye, the cornea, or the lens inside your eye, has a different surface curvature in one direction or another. Instead of being even and smooth in all directions, the surface may have some areas that are flatter or steeper. Astigmatism blurs your vision at all distances. It's often present at birth and may occur in combination with nearsightedness or farsightedness. The condition tends to remain constant, neither improving or deteriorating much over time. Astigmatism is common and affects most people to some degree. Often it's not pronounced enough to require corrective action. Treatments include glasses or contacts or refractive surgery.
What is presbyopia?
Presbyopia is the gradual loss of the eye's ability to focus actively on near objects. It's a natural part of aging that usually begins to affect people after age 40. For most people, presbyopia becomes apparent when they need to hold print at arm's length in order to read it. Many people who are already nearsighted temporarily manage the problem by reading without their glasses. You can correct presbyopia with glasses or contact lenses.
Dr. Wendy, what are cataracts?
A cataract is a clouding of the normally clear lens in your eye. It's right behind the pupil. And looking through a cloudy lens is like trying to see through a frosty or fogged up window. Cloud of vision can make it more difficult to read, drive a car, especially at night, or see the expression of a friend's face. Cataracts commonly affect distance vision and cause problems with glare. They generally don't cause surface irritation or pain. Clouding of the lens is a normal part of getting older. About half of Americans over age 65 have some degree of clouding of the lens. After age 75, about 70% of Americans have cataracts that are significant enough to impair their vision. Most cataracts develop slowly and don't disturb your eyesight early on, but as the clouding progresses, the cataract eventually interferes with your vision. In the early stages, stronger lighting and glasses can help you deal with the vision problems, but at some point, if impaired vision jeopardizes your normal lifestyle, you might need surgery. Fortunately, cataract removal is one of the safest, most effective, and most common surgical procedures.
What are the symptoms of a cataract?
Symptoms of a cataract include clouded, blurred, or dim vision, increasing difficulty with vision at night, sensitivity to light and glare, halos around lights, the need for brighter light for reading and other activities, frequent changes of eyeglasses or contact lens prescriptions, fading or yellowing of colors, and double vision in a single eye. If you have a cataract, light from the sun, lamps, or oncoming headlights may seem too bright. Glare and halos around lights make driving uncomfortable and dangerous. You may experience eye strain or find yourself blinking more often to clear your vision. Cataracts don't typically cause any change in the appearance of your eye. Pain, redness, itching, irritation, ache in your eye, or discharge from your eye aren't signs of a symptom of a cataract, but may be signs of symptoms of other disorders. A cataract isn't dangerous to the physical health of your eye unless the cataract becomes completely white, a condition known as an overwrite or a hypermature cataract. This can cause inflammation, pain, and headache. A hypermature cataract is very uncommon, but it requires removal if it's associated with inflammation or pain.
When is the best time for cataract surgery?
The decision to have cataract surgery is one that you and your eye doctor should make together. You'll probably have plenty of time to consider and discuss your options. In most cases, waiting to have surgery won't harm your eye. If your vision is still quite good, you may not need cataract surgery for many years. In younger people or people with diabetes, however, cataracts may progress rapidly, making the need for surgery more immediate. During cataract surgery, an eye doctor, an ophthalmologist, removes the clouded lens from your eye and generally replaces the lens with an artificial lens called an implant. Cataract surgery is very successful in restoring vision. More than 95% of people who have a cataract removed have no complications and enjoy improved vision. Base your decision on the degree of vision loss and how much the cataract affects your daily life. Can you see to do your job and drive safely? Do you have problems reading or watching television? Is it difficult to cook, to shop, to do your yard work, climb upstairs, or take medications? How active are you? Do vision problems affect your level of obedience? The answers to these questions are different for each person. An older person who isn't very active may have less need for sharp vision than does a younger person who needs to drive a car and earn a living. Some people with only minor vision loss from a cataract might want surgery because problems with glare or double vision. Sometimes a cataract should be removed even if it doesn't cause major problems with vision. For example, if it's interfering with the treatment of another eye problem, such as age-related macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, or retinal detachment. If you have cataracts in both eyes and decide to have surgery, your ophthalmologist typically schedules two separate surgeries. This time allows for the first eye to heal before the second eye surgery takes place.
And Dr. Wendy, tell us, what happens during cataract surgery?
Typically, two things happen during cataract surgery. The clouded lens is removed and a clear artificial lens is implanted. In some cases, however, a cataract may be removed without implanting an artificial lens. Before surgery, your eye doctor measures the size and shape of your eye to determine the proper power of the lens implant. The measurements are made with a painless ultrasound test. Cataract surgery is typically an outpatient procedure that takes less than an hour. Most people are awake and only need local anesthesia. On rare occasions, some people may need general anesthesia. Your surgeon removes the cataract and leaves most of the outer layer of the lens capsule in place. The surgeon makes a small incision about an eighth of an inch or 3 millimeters long where the cornea meets the conjunctiva, the white part of the eye, and inserts a needle-thin probe. The surgeon then uses a probe which transmits ultrasound waves to break up or emulsify the cataract and suctions out the fragments. The lens capsule remains in place to provide support for the lens implant. Once the cataract has been removed, a clear artificial lens is implanted into the empty lens capsule. This implant, known as an intraocular lens, is made of plastic, acrylic, or silicone. It requires no care and becomes a permanent part of your eye. You'll likely need reading glasses after cataract surgery. Some IOLs are plastic and rigid, and implanted through an incision requires several stitches or sutures to close. However, many IOLs are very flexible, allowing smaller incision that requires no stitches. The surgeon can fold this type of lens and insert it into the empty capsule where the natural lens used to be. Once in place, the lens unfolds, and it's about a fourth inch or 6 millimeters in diameter. Recent advances in IOLs include lenses that filter out ultraviolet light, also known as blue-blocking lenses. Other types of IOLs provide multifocal vision, being able to see things at both near and at distance. Multifocal lenses offer reasonably good near and distance vision. However, vision at the intermediate range is sometimes less than satisfactory. Glare is reportedly a problem with some of the multifocal lenses. Design improvements are ongoing.
What are the restrictions after cataract surgery?
With small incisions and foldable lens implants, no stitches are required. If all goes well, you'll heal fast and your vision will start to improve within a few days. If your surgery requires a larger incision and sutures, full healing can take up to about 8 weeks. Normally, you can go home on the same day of your surgery, but you won't be able to drive, so make sure to arrange a ride home. It's also a good idea to make sure you have necessary help because your doctor may limit activities such as bending and lifting for a few days. You'll typically see your eye doctor the next day, the following week, and then again a month or so that he or she can check the healing process. It's normal to feel itching and mild discomfort for a couple of days after surgery. Avoid rubbing or pressing on your eye. Clean your eyelids with tissue or cotton balls to remove any crusty discharge. You may wear an eye patch or protective shield the day of surgery and possibly each night for 4 nights after the surgery so you don't rub the eye. Your doctor may prescribe medications to prevent infection or control eye pressure. After a couple days, all discomfort should disappear. Often, complete healing occurs within 8 weeks. Contact your eye doctor immediately if you experience any of the following signs and symptoms after cataract surgery: vision loss, pain that persists despite the use of over-the-counter pain medicines, increased eye redness, light flashes or multiple spots like floaters in front of your eye, nausea, vomiting, or excessive coughing. Most people need to wear glasses after cataract surgery. Astigmatism, a focusing problem that occurs when the cornea isn't curved evenly in all directions, is a common result of the surgery, but is less of a problem when the procedure involves a small incision. Your doctor will let you know when your eyes have healed enough for you to get a final prescription for eyeglasses. If you have cataracts in both eyes, your doctor will treat one eye at a time, and it's usually a month or two before you can schedule the second eye.
What are the risks of cataract surgery?
Complications after cataract surgery are relatively rare, and most can be treated successfully. They include inflammation, infection, bleeding, swelling, retinal detachment, and glaucoma. The risks are greater for people who have other eye diseases or serious medical problems. Occasionally, cataract surgery fails to improve vision because of an underlying eye damage from conditions such as glaucoma or macular degeneration. It's important to evaluate and treat such eye problems, if possible, before making the decision to proceed with cataract surgery.
What is an after cataract?
You may have heard of a second cataract or an after cataract. This condition occurs when the back of the lens capsule, the part of the lens that wasn't removed during surgery and now supports the lens implant, becomes cloudy and impairs your vision. Another term for this condition is a posterior capsule opacification, which can develop months or years after cataract surgery. It appears about 25% of the time. The gradual clouding is a result of cell growth on the back of the capsule. Treatment for this is simple and quick. It involves a technique called YAG laser capsulotomy, in which a laser beam is used to make a small opening in the clouded capsule to let the light pass through. Capsulotomy means cutting into the capsule, and YAG laser is an abbreviation for yttrium aluminum garnet laser, the type of laser used for the procedure. Laser capsulotomy is a short, painless outpatient procedure that usually takes less than 5 minutes. Afterwards, you typically stay in a doctor's office for about an hour to make sure that your eye pressure doesn't increase. In some people, particularly those who have glaucoma or are extremely nearsighted, YAG laser surgery can raise the eye pressure. Other complications are rare, but can include swelling of the macula and retinal detachment.
More of For the Sake of Your Eyes is coming up on Connect FM.
This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. Everyone starts to experience changes in their vision in their 40s. It's called presbyopia, and there's a decreased ability to focus on near objects. Activities like reading, sewing, and driving may become increasingly difficult. There are many ways to correct this: glasses, contacts, and even refractive surgery. With regular eye exams, problems can be detected early and proper treatments prescribed to ensure good vision. Don't delay. Make an appointment today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, DuBois Vision Clinic, 90 Beaver Drive, DuBois, 371-2020.
We're with Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt of the DuBois Vision Clinic. Dr. Wendy, what are floaters?
You may sometimes see small specks or clouds moving in your field of vision. They're called floaters. You can often see them when looking at a plain background, like a blank wall or a blue sky. Floaters are actually tiny clumps of gel or cells inside the vitreous, the clear jelly-like fluid that fills the inside of your eye. Floaters may look like specks, strands, webs, or other shapes. Actually, what you're seeing are the shadows of floaters casting on the retina, the light-sensitive part of the eye.
Can floaters be a symptom of something worse?
If a spot or shadowy shape passes in front of your field of vision or to the side, you are seeing a floater. Because they're inside your eye, they may move with your eyes when you try to see them. You may also see flashes of light. These flashes occur more often in older people as the vitreous humor thickens and tugs on the retina. They could be a warning sign of a retinal detachment. Flashes also occur after a blow to the head, often called seeing stars. Some people experience flashes of light that appear as jagged lines or heat waves in both eyes, often lasting 10 to 20 minutes. These types of flashes are usually caused by a spasm of blood vessels in the brain, which is called a migraine. If a headache follows the flashes, it's called a migraine headache. However, jagged lines or heat waves can occur without a headache. In this case, the bright flashes are called an ophthalmic migraine, or a migraine without a headache.
What causes eye floaters and spots?
For most people, floaters develop as they grow older. The vitreous humor thickens and clumps as we age, and floaters result from the clumped vitreous gel. Eye injury or breakdown of the vitreous humor may also cause spots and floaters. When people reach middle age, the vitreous gel may start to thicken or shrink, forming clumps or strands inside the eye. The vitreous gel pulls away from the back wall of the eye, causing a posterior vitreous detachment. It's a common cause of floaters, and it's more common for people who are nearsighted, have undergone cataract operations, have had YAG laser surgery of the eye, or have had inflammation inside the eye.
How are spots and floaters treated?
Most spots and eye floaters are merely annoying but harmless when they temporarily enter the field of vision, and many fade over time. People sometimes are interested in surgery to remove floaters, but doctors are willing to perform such surgery only in rare instances. If you suddenly see a new floater or eye floaters accompanied by flashing light or peripheral vision loss, it could indicate serious conditions such as diabetic retinopathy, vascular abnormalities such as retinal hemorrhages, or carotid artery disease, or the beginning of a retinal detachment. The retina can tear if the shrinking vitreous pulls away from the wall of the eye. This sometimes causes a small amount of bleeding in the eye that may appear as new floaters. In these cases, you should see your eye doctor immediately.
Dr. Wendy, how is vision measured?
The Snellen eye chart has a series of letters and numbers, with the largest at the top. As the person being tested reads down the chart, the letters gradually become smaller. Many other versions of this chart are used for people who cannot read the alphabet. The tumbling E chart has the capital letter E facing in different directions, and the person being tested must determine which direction the E is pointing, up, down, left, or right. A broken wheel vision test is one that can be used for children or those who can't read the alphabet, and the person being tested must tell which way or which card has the broken wheels on the pictured car. Another type of eye chart that can be used is a picture chart with common pictures of different sizes. In research, another chart, the ETDRS chart, has become the standard. Originally, the chart was used in the early treatment of diabetic retinopathy study. The Snell infractions 20/20, 20/30, etc. are measurements of sharpness of sight. They relate to the ability to identify a letter of a certain size at a specified distance. They give no information as to whether or not the meaning is obtained from visual input, how much effort is needed to see clearly or singly, and whether or not vision is less efficient when using both eyes as opposed to each one individually. Normal vision is 20/20, but there are two lines smaller than 20/20. 2015 and 2010. When checking visual acuity, one eye is covered at a time, and the vision of each eye is recorded separately as well as both together. In the Snell infraction 20/20, the first number represents the test distance, 20 feet. The second number represents the distance that the average eye can see the letters on a certain line of the eye chart. So 20/20 means that the eye is being tested can read a certain size letter when it's 20 feet away. If a person sees 20/40 at 20 feet from the chart, that person can read letters that a person with 20/20 vision could read from 40 feet away. If a patient sees 20/200, the smallest letter that they can see at 20 feet could be seen by a normal person at 200 feet.
Thank you, Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt. This has been For the Sake of Your Eyes on Connect FM.